B-Pod Studios.
Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, Brian's on vacation, so we're down a man. Two-thirds of the show is here. I think we're doing okay, you know.
We're doing okay?
We're doing all right. It's an adequate show for the week, don't you think?
Basic B.
It's just trying to... What's the B stand for, LBF?
Nothing.
Anyway, so Wednesday. And yesterday, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm listening to JBJ.
Yes.
J. Bo Jones. And he plays a song scramble, right? The latest one, because we did have a winner at 1 o'clock. Okay. So J. Bo played a brand new scramble. And instantly, Jason from Gloucester knew the puzzle.
No way. Just
insane.
On the first try?
First try. Never been played before. Usually sometimes it'll happen and then, you know, you get a couple of songs. But
yeah.
First try. So check this out. All right. This is number 15.
It was 15.
Yep. One more time.
All right.
I got nothing.
I have the last two, I think.
What are they? Doesn't matter now, if you think.
I think that
it's Pina Colada is the last one.
Really?
And I think the second one I recognize, but I can't remember the name.
I can't verify it. I don't know. But I'm blown away by that. So Jason got that one. He's done.
That's it. On the first try, heard that and called and knew every single one. Impossible.
It's crazy.
That is.
I mean, you have to have a mind like a steel trap.
Yeah,
right?
You just have to be able to
You have to have a chip up there.
Yes.
Okay?
All my chips are on my shoulders.
Mine too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are.
Yep, my shoulder pad
chips. Anyway, so that's done. Congratulations, Jason. We're on to number 16.
We're sweet 16.
We're on to this.
I got two.
Wow. I did too.
Yeah.
We can't say it.
I know.
Okay, that's coming up at 8 o'clock. See if you can be as good as Jason from Gloucester.
I know.
Boy, I bet he's having a nice lobster with that $1,000.
Lots of lobster. I love
Nothing
a
like
lobster.
A Gloucester lobster.
So hungry.
So anyway, right?
So it's not
have that
even
with
six.
Your, have that with your chips.
Yeah.
On your
yeah, my shoulder.
Okay, so that is Scramble Sweet 16, as LBF said, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Listen for that. You win $1,000 if you know all five. And then you'll join the Million Dollar Club. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
Okay.
Because we're going to start talking about how that's going to happen as we get closer and closer to it. Okay?
I'm excited.
I don't even know. I didn't even know. We had to ask the boss yesterday.
Oh, you did?
How are we doing this million?
You talked to him?
Yeah, in the hallway. I saw him.
Nice.
Yeah, he saw you walk away.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there she goes.
I got busted.
There's Miss 959. Inside joke.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, we are going to be cool today. It's brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Hey, I was just there yesterday. Prime members shop sandwich ready savings on Applegate Farms free slice lunch meat at Whole Foods. 30% off LBF right through August 25th while supplies last. Find more deals on the Whole Foods Market app. All right,
you were there
what's
yesterday?
Got? Yeah.
You didn't get me those English muffins?
Oh, I can bring you one tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
I did buy some.
Hold my
breath. I will get you some tomorrow.
I have cookies.
Producer Ryan, remind me. Thank you. Just send me a Coke. English muffin. Thank you. Go ahead.
And a new way to Netflix and chill.
I like it. Okay.
I like those English muffins.
I tell you, folks, if you knew what she was talking about, you would get it. Why she's throwing me these darts right now. Because they're so good. Just, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're so thick. I'll bring one tomorrow. Okay, does honey beat antibiotics for curing coughs or colds? Was grandma right?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Hot toddies all
I think
day.
Granny was right.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, you can wash down these with a hot toddy.
Mm.
Girl Scout cookies have a new flavor.
No.
It's going to be a French toast cookie.
I like French toast.
Yeah.
That's
like
good.
A cinnamon toast crunch
yeah,
sort of thing.
Yeah, why didn't we think of that? Yeah.
I think it's pretty good. It's going to be available in January of 2021. Something to look forward to. It's
Finally.
Called Toast Yays. And they're shaped like toast, and they have a layer of maple syrup frosting. Mm. And, yeah.
Yeah, maple.
You can dip it into your hot toddy with honey.
You know, when you have French toast, you've just decided that today, I don't give a damn.
Right.
Right?
You're like, it's sweatpants forever.
That's it. We're having French toast. Okay. You know. Put some honey on it.
Yep.
Honey, according to Oxford University, they're very smart there at Oxford, I understand. Honey beats antibiotics for curing coughs or colds. New research shows it's more effective than medication. Yeah, the nectar of the gods is filled with anti... Here's where I get to have fun with words.
Oh, God.
Microbial compounds. Isn't that a hard one to say?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yep, I went there. I went there. All right. They're put there by bees. These micro... See, I shouldn't have gone twice.
Yeah.
Microbial. I say it twice. The study found it reduced the frequency of coughing by 30% in patients, and that those taking honey had their cough severity reduced by 44%. So instead of cough medicine, go for a granny's hot toddy. She
and
was right.
Yeah, honey, whiskey, hot water, lemon.
Nice.
Boom.
That's it.
And I'm telling you, it's better than NyQuil. It's better than anything.
Research backing it up.
My own
it's
research.
A lot cheaper. Yeah. All right, what else?
Okay, Netflix and chill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Netflix is testing out a new feature on select accounts. I don't know if they're going to select mine, but I hope so. It's the shuffle button on the streaming service's homepage, which shuffle and randomly pick out a program for whoever's watching.
I don't need it.
You don't? Pick a random title that would be based on the viewer's preferences. Mm. The shuffle play button is located on the service's sidebar and only available on
TV
devices.
Do you like to shuffle?
Yep.
You like to shuffle?
I love a shuffle.
Really?
I love to put my my phone, my music
on shuffle?
On shuffle and see what happens.
Really?
Because my music collection is eclectic.
Okay, good word.
Yes. I mean, we
good
go
word.
From, you know, Sondheim to, like,
Sondheim.
Nickelback. And I apologize
wow.
for Nickelback, but that was not my choice. Dave put it on.
Yeah. But you can shuffle. I don't know if I'd shuffle shows.
I'd shuffle shows.
Because I got to be in the mood for a show.
Yeah, but the thing is
you
can just keep shuffling. Just like what happens is you just press forward and then another one pops up. And finally, next thing you know, you're driving down the road listening to Barry Manilow.
You're in Buffalo.
You're shuffling off to Buffalo.
See, before you know it.
Oh, God.
What?
Just bring me that muffin and all will be forgiven. All the dad jokes. Right.
Yeah, I'll bring you a muffin tomorrow.
Thank
Ryan,
you.
Remind me. Just text me, say, Bob, bring the muffins. My wife will have to understand what's going on.
All right.
Not bluffing. 624.
Oh,
stop. All in notes. Man eater.
More. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All righty. It's going to be sunny today and a high of 78. I'm telling you, I heard one of the weather guys say it's the best week of the summer. And I don't disagree. I mean, if you were on vacation, it's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
And sweating it out somewhere. If you're in a tent, it's doable.
If you're in a tent, I'm sorry.
Well, the people are. I know Brian's probably in his backyard tent.
He was doing some school yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a would you rather game. And the question was, would you rather forget your sleeping bag or your tent?
Yeah.
And I had to explain to the teacher, she doesn't understand that. You have to ask her more like, would you rather be at a Fairmont or a Hyatt?
Oh, no, 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 no. Really?
True. Yeah. She had no idea.
She's never gone camping.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
LBF, that must be corrected.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. I think every kid
should go camping
at least once.
Why?
You
That's appreciate like saying every
your,
kid should be spanked.
Then you well.
It's like, why would you do that to somebody?
No, you appreciate the finer things.
You don't have to go camping to appreciate.
No, you
the
do.
Finer things.
You really do. You go sleep on a rocky,
yeah,
you know,
you'll never,
ground covered. Wake up a little soggy.
You'll never look at a Motel 6 with disdain again.
That's what I'm saying.
True.
Take
I
her camping.
You got a point.
Do you need to borrow a tent? We've got one.
No, thank you.
You say that a lot.
No,
thank you.
No, thank you.
Wow. I think, folks, we need to talk her into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Camping?
Camping.
No, nope.
We'll even let you glamp. How about a camper?
No.
Not even a camper.
Oh, no, I've
you
seen.
You know one of my favorite shows on TV is?
What?
It's called Going RV, and they have all these people
like
go.
Pimped out RVs?
Well, some of them are. Some are basic, but a very happy couple will go to an RV store, shop, dealer they're called. And it's kind of like one of those, you know, they look at three houses and pick
yes.
one. What's
yes.
that show called?
Okay. There's so many of them.
All right,
like,
so that's that show.
Yep.
Right? And but they'll
house
look
hunters,
at three house hunters. They'll look at three campers.
And then decide on which one they want.
And then at the end, you always see the happy family with their decision, their camper, and they're maybe doing marshmallows.
Now, have you ever tried to take a shower in a camper?
You don't have to. The campgrounds.
They have showers?
They have showers.
Communal showers?
Yeah, wear flip-flops.
No, thank you.
I didn't do my job here talking
no,
about
you
that.
Didn't.
Not at
not
all.
Not at all.
Terrible. All right, fine. You'll never know what it's like to wake up, right?
Yeah.
In the
with bugs and bears around you. Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus. Why I haven't lived.
You have you know, not.
It's you know what's
not
great to wake
though.
Up to?
Yeah.
Room service.
Room service. I got it. Room service, housekeeping.
Housekeeping, those are my favorite. Yeah.
Those are your favorite words to hear.
Oh, I love
it. All right, let's do some housekeeping. How the roads look. But first, let's get into dirty laundry.
Yeah, who blew through $11 million worth of inheritance?
Jeez, that's a lot of money.
And she's young. She's only in her
20s. Do they 20s. Go RVing? They
made a no, camper. I'm you sure can buy she's never been camping, but okay, she's probably going to go now.
Boy, you couldn't write that song today. Am I right about like, that?
You could, but...
You'd be in trouble.
You'd be in trouble. You were in trouble then, but not as much.
Not as much.
Not as much.
Then you might just, you know, yeah. lose your job.
Yeah, but no. Like, there's teacher. Jail time now.
There's
and isn't
time.
That a good thing? Progress,
yeah, it's a
people.
Better.
Progress.
There we have it.
Okay.
All right, dirty laundry.
I have a story about a girl who blew through $11 million of her inheritance. But before I get to that, I want to make everyone feel better about failing.
About failing?
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, you should never... I'm afraid of failing all the time, but yeah. I'm talking to people who are not myself. Don't be afraid of failing because it's just where you're supposed to be is, you know, you're going to be better. Case in point, okay. 15 celebrities who auditioned for SNL but didn't make the cut.
All right.
Now, I'm not going to go through all of them, but really interesting.
Notables?
Yeah. I mean, Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
She... apparently was rejected from SNL or turned it down and then went on to do Friends. Same goes for Lisa Kudrow.
Wasn't Jennifer Aniston on a show before Friends?
Some
show.
I can't remember.
We should Google that.
Yeah, Ryan, Google Jennifer Aniston's first show.
Yeah, it was like some sketch comedy show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve Carell. Lauren Michaels said he could tell Steve was a brilliant performer but knew that on some level it wasn't going to work. Stephen Colbert. He impressed a producer, got a call back alongside Tracy Morgan. Tracy made it, Stephen didn't. Kevin Hart.
Really?
He did an impression of Avery Johnson, who's an NBA star, but Lorne Michaels didn't know who Avery was, so it fell flat.
Don't do that.
Mindy Kaling. She was doing The Office, and then she auditioned, but turned it down because she was only offered a writing gig, not an on-screen role. Mm-hmm. Jordan Peele, Donald Glover, John Mulaney, Nick Kroll. I mean, so if you're not getting the job you want,
yeah.
think of these people.
That's
They've
right.
They've gone on to do incredible things.
Yeah.
Without SNL.
Without SNL.
Who could stay up that late anyway?
It's true. you get one audition. You better bring it, right?
Well, you might bring it and be excellent, but it's just not a fit.
Might not fit.
Like Jennifer Aniston on SNL, but not Friends.
Right.
So, come on.
Yeah.
So, when you feel like you're failing, or you didn't get into college, or you didn't get into this, or didn't get the job, think of Jennifer Aniston.
That's right. I'll try to.
Okay. I know you're thinking of her all the time.
Fine.
All right. Think of Francis Cobain when you think $11 million inheritance.
Kurt's daughter. Yeah.
Francis Bean Cobain blew her $11 million inheritance. She was used to living beyond her means. And she's finally sober, and now she's living within her means. She's taking real accountability. I just don't understand how you go through that. But
you don't how old was she? Million dollars?
She was like 18.
That's crazy.
So she was just 2 when Kurt died.
Yeah.
Or maybe she got it when she was 2. He left a trust fund that gives her about $100,000 per month. Her relationship with money is complicated. She says the inheritance feels like a big, giant loan I'll never get rid of. What?
What?
Something that she didn't earn that comes from someone she never met. I mean, it's probably complicated.
Yeah.
But, yeah, So she's ditched the luxury Uber XX for regular rides. Okay, great. That's how. How do you cut corners?
Yeah.
And then finally, Dancing with the Stars is coming back. It has a start date, September 14th. Social distancing is the thing. Apparently, all the pro dancers must live apart, even the married ones.
Do you know who's taking over for our guy Tom Bergeron?
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks taking over.
Yep. So well, that's interesting. I'm going to miss my friend Tom.
Yeah, I know.
What are you looking at?
I was trying to see Rachel.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. What she was in. I guess it was a show called The Edge. But there used to be a Saturday
night. No, there was another show.
It was a Saturday night comedy show.
Really?
That she was on, and she was funny. It was on.
Well, she's funny.
Was it on Fox, maybe? I'm not seeing it. Anywho, good luck. Things have worked out for her. Glad to hear it.
Just remember Jennifer Aniston when you're failing miserably.
That's it. Okay. So remember that. And having a vino bath. That's what she does.
That's right. Skin so soft.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you guys want to play, you want to play after 7 o'clock Match Wits with Nitwits?
Yeah. Do I have a choice, Bob?
No, you don't. Love when you say yes. Good. Well, you got a nice card from a lovely listener.
I did.
Who said she loves playing these fun games.
I know.
What's her name?
Dora Grinnell from Quincy.
What Dora said about the games.
Yeah, what'd she say? She said the games are so much fun.
Then let's play one for Dora.
All right.
Match Wits with a great prize up for grabs at 7:10, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Alrighty then. Well, we don't have Johnny Bell, our announcer, today. He's on vacation.
Darn it.
We're down a man, but that won't stop us from playing
Match with Nitwits.
With Nitwits. Yeah, you know the game. It's a ripoff of Match Game.
Right.
But we can't say that. So we match wits with
Nitwits.
That's right. So
who's the Nitwit, Bob?
Well, today, LBF. It's you.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Here is the phrase that you have to match wits with LBF. Go ahead, LBF. What's the phrase?
No, I don't have the phrase. You have it.
Oh, I thought you wanted to read it.
No.
Because I'm going to read the prize.
Okay.
Lugubrious Leonardo said, "That Mona Lisa is such a pain. The only way I can get her to smile is to tickle her with my blank." Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
I'm writing it down.
Lugubrious Leonardo.
You like saying lugubrious.
It's a fun word, isn't it?
It is. Definition, please.
He's sad. He's morose.
Okay.
He's bummed out because the only way he can get Mona Lisa to smile is to tickle her with his blank.
Okay.
Let's match wits. 888-410-1057. For the prize, a gift certificate to Turner's Seafood. How about that?
That's great.
A gift card for you. Just match wits with Nitwits, and you will get that Turner's Seafood gift certificate. I'll give it to you just one more time. Leonardo said, "That Mona Lisa is such a pain. The only way I can get her to smile is to tickle her with my blank." Okay. LBF, have you written down your answer?
I have certainly written down my answer.
Good. Okay. So see if you can match wits. 888-410-1057. Get that gift card to Turner's Seafood. Let's do it. Cars Magic 718. It's Bob and LBF this week. Brian on vacation. We're playing Match Wits with Nitwits. It's always fun, but even better today because we've got a nice gift card to Turner's Seafood for you to use. You're going to match wits with LBF today, and here is what we're looking for the answer to. Leonardo said, "That Mona Lisa is such a pain. The only way I can get her to smile is to tickle her with my blank." LBF's got her answer written down over there. I don't even know what it is. Let's see if we can find out. Christine, what do you say? Christy, okay, we're off a little bit. Let me grab this call here.
Okay.
All right, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tony from the Clam Shack.
Oh, God.
All right, Tony.
Keep it clean, Tony.
Keep it clean, Tony.
Oh, I'm going to keep it clean. I mean, my God, I would say Love Stick.
Love Stick? No.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, thank God you told him to keep it clean.
Yeah, right. Okay. I wonder what he would have done.
All right, Bridget. What's your answer, Bridget? Tickled her with his blank.
His beard.
Oh, his beard.
Oh.
Oh.
No, but nice.
That's nice, Lena.
Not disgusting.
Okay.
No. Too early in the morning.
Thank you. All right, let's say hi to Gail. Gail, go ahead and match wits with his blank.
Okay. I wanted to say feather, but she said it was already taken.
Yep, feather was taken.
And I wanted to say paintbrush, and that was already taken.
Yeah.
So I said 10.
Well, thanks for the explanation. That's not right.
A little background. Yeah. I like it. It's not my answer, though.
Like
you should write that down.
We did a whole CSI thing with her. Okay. All right, let's Enrico. Come on, Enrico.
Morning. Hey, listen, I think I'm finally on the same wavelength here. I'm saying his cannoli.
Oh,
no.
Tickle her with a cannoli.
No, but,
oh,
you know, uh-huh. It's you're close. On the right path.
You're on the right path there, Enrico.
All right,
so close.
All right, so cannoli is close.
Yeah.
Okay, 888.
He knows I'm hungry.
You know, always think food with us, and you will not be wrong. Lugubrious Leonardo says that Mona Lisa is such a pain. The only way I can get her to smile is to tickle her with my blank. Okay, 888-410-1057. Winner gets a gift card to Turner's Seafood.
Yeah, okay? That's great.
Let's do it. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, lots of sun today and a high of 78. We're playing Match Wits with Nitwits, and here is what you're trying to match. Lugubrious,
oh God,
Leonardo. Have you Googled that word yet?
Yeah, I Googled it.
And what does it mean?
It means morose.
He's sad. Morose. Yeah. So he's lugubrious. I couldn't think of another word that started with L.
Okay. Your alliteration fascinates me.
You got to do it. Yeah. Okay. Mona Lisa is such a pain. The only way I can get her to smile is to tickle her with my blank. LBF, you got your answer written
I
over
sure
there.
Do, Bob.
All right, let's match wits with nitwits and see. All right, what is it that Leonardo is tickling Mona with?
His salami.
Salami.
Jeez. Come on, I'm a lady.
She wished she thought of it.
Not quite.
That's not it.
Oh,
right.
Well, next time.
All right.
All right, Sean, what do you say?
It's got to be one thing. His manicotti.
Oh.
Manicotti. You get the play of work.
That's close.
Close,
that
but not quite it. Yeah.
Not it. All right, thank you. All right, Anthony. All right, Anthony, it's Wednesday, so we know you want something, right?
Spaghetti noodle.
LBF, with his, which when are you going to go with noodles?
With his spaghetti noodle.
LBF.
I'm going to give it to you.
You're going to give it to
I'm
him?
I'm going to give it to you. I said linguine.
That's a spaghetti noodle.
It's a spaghetti noodle. Manicotti is a good one. We just had a guess, but not quite.
Not noodles.
Not noodles.
You got it.
Anthony. It's Sprint Spaghetti Day.
For you, it's Spaghetti Day.
That's right.
More linguine.
Hey, another commercial.
Hey, thanks for playing. You got a Turner's Seafood gift card for $25. Go enjoy it, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I like the show, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Hang on. That's fun. Anthony knew.
I liked manicotti, though. That was a good one.
Manicotti's good, but it's not a spaghetti noodle.
No, it's not. It's not, but it was a good guess.
It was linguine, huh?
Linguine. I didn't even think of paintbrush, because when I think Italian, I think food, not
right.
Masterpieces.
No. Just careful where you're going there.
Because I am always hungry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feather. Well, that would have been just the obvious.
Feather and paintbrush.
I mean, the paintbrush would have been obvious.
Yeah, and the feather, because he had wore a feather in his hat.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
No, it was his linguine, no, as it turns out.
Yes, that made her smile.
Well, you made Anthony's day. He's going to go to Turner's Seafood.
Nice.
Have some free lunch or dinner.
Sick tickets at Turner's.
They're going to love this guy. How'd you win?
Well, going to get right. The linguine and clam sauce.
Yes.
All right.
Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Okay, we have an update on Dancing with the Stars and when it's going to begin. Mm. But also, what heiress blew through $11 million of her inheritance?
No, she wasn't counting her beans.
No, she wasn't.
Tell you that right now.
You and your
not counting her beans.
Jokes.
She wasn't.
I know. It's a hint, everyone.
All right, fine.
It's a hint.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotza, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day.
People love it when you lose. LBF's got the dirty laundry.
How does one blow an $11 million inheritance? I'm going to tell you.
Regrets, I'm sure.
She's had a few.
I've had a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before I get to that, I just want to mention that Dancing with the Stars premiere date is going to be, it's season 29, September 14th. No celebrities have been chosen yet. And by celebrities, I put that in quotations because let's be honest.
Are they going to mask up? Seriously.
They're going to have to mask up.
Football players can't play. Who's closer than that?
I know. Tyra Banks is going to be the host of the show. Mm. I'm really going to miss Tom Bergeron. He was great. The other thing that's going to be a little bit strange is that they're doing a social distancing situation, kind of like the NBA bubble, where they are not allowing the professionals or the contestants should live with anybody. I can't see.
Outside of there.
Yeah. So
if you're, wow. Because someone always hooks up with somebody.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Okay.
The show, the new rule, pro dancers must live apart, even the married ones.
What?
So, yeah, that makes not a lot
of
sense.
Crazy.
It's all just to keep couples distance from each other to prevent an outbreak. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to do that.
No hooking up. No canoodles.
Yeah, but even when you're canoodling, you're not even canoodling. When you're dancing, droplets are everywhere. Sweat droplets, not like that's catchy, but then you're like breathing in and out.
Yeah.
I mean, when somebody jogs by me, I'm like, droplet city.
Why don't they just take a season off?
I know.
It's okay.
I don't know. We'll be okay.
All right.
Bummed about Tom. All right. How do you blow an $11 million inheritance?
Wow.
I'll have to ask Frances Cobain. Frances Bean Cobain admits she blew through her $11 million inheritance. She said she was used to living beyond her means. She got sober to cut it out.
Mm.
And now she's taking real accountability for her money and cutting down on spending.
Do we know how old she is?
You know what? It doesn't say right here, but I'm going
to
Google
close
it right
to 30,
now.
Because he died in 91.
Let's see. Hold on.
Right? It's probably like 33, 4.
She is 28 years old.
What?
Yeah, so she's been getting
100,000. Oh, he died in like 94. That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
So she's been getting $100,000 per month since maybe she was 2. So she just feels like it was a giant. This is an odd way to describe an inheritance, and I certainly wouldn't describe it this way. But she said it was like a big, giant loan never got rid of, something she didn't earn that comes from someone she never met. And I guess, in a way, if your father, you know, takes this life and then you get all this money because of it,
right?
It's a very complicated relationship. And then, obviously, which probably led to her not being sober,
yeah.
Plus her mom is Courtney Love, and that's just a whole other.
That's your mom.
Sitch.
Yep. Okay.
So anyway, that is what's going on in the dirty laundry.
Good. Okay. We're about 4 or 5 minutes away from making somebody's day with a shot at $1,000, $1 million playlist. Here's how people have been wondering the $1 million comes in.
Okay, I've been wondering how we can blow through $1 million.
How are we going to do it? So of all the qualifiers, we're on Song Scramble 16, so you have 5 more qualifiers.
Okay.
Those are people who get all 5 right, win $1,000. We're going to get them all together.
Social distancing.
And they get to try to unscramble the $1 million playlist.
Really?
So there'll be 7 songs in the $1 million playlist. You need to put those songs in order. You make that happen, you're going to walk away a millionaire. Literally.
Really?
How about that? Sound like fun?
Yeah, it does.
All right. First step, though, is getting that $1,000. Your chance
ticket.
To do that.
Golden ticket.
Is coming up. Yes, it is, Charlie. Wasn't that his name?
Yes.
Thank you. Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
You got it, Bob.
Got it. Here's Billy Joel.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes. Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player from Clinton. It's Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Bob and LBF.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for playing today. Kim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live in Clinton. I'm originally from Leominster, and I am married to the best man in the world, Chris. He's my soulmate. And between us, we have 4 kids, 2 grandkids, and 2 cats.
That is awesome.
That's really nice.
That was the best tell us about yourself we've ever had.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, I mean, it was soulmate. Great. You summed it all up and got soulmate in. Well, today's my soulmate's birthday, Carolyn's birthday, too, so we got that
it
going.
It is my mother's birthday today,
well,
too.
Well, she must be a beautiful woman. August 19th.
She was.
There you have it.
Yep.
All right, Kim, you ready to play for $1,000?
I am.
All right,
I'm
so,
excited.
Good. You answer all 10. That's what you get. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. We'll get back to it as soon as we can. Here we go.
What is 10 times 10?
100.
What popular Walt Disney character shares a name with a planet?
Pluto.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Pass.
Julia Child, known as the French chef, was born in what country?
Pass.
Which fairy tale character slept for 20 years?
Rip Van Winkle.
In which part of the body are your metatarsals located?
Pass.
What holiday is celebrated with an aluminum pole, the airing of grievances, and feats of strength?
I have to pass, sorry.
Which Ferrari model translates literally from Italian as redhead?
Can you repeat that?
Which Ferrari car model translates literally from Italian as redhead?
Pass.
In what field do the Green Bay Packers play? At the buzzer?
Mm. Oh my God, those are hard.
Oh. You know,
and you know what? Now, of course, Festivus just came in.
There,
yes, all right, we'll give you that.
God, where was your soulmate?
It's the pressure.
Where was your
the soulmate? Was not helping.
Yeah, jeez, Chris,
he's not here.
Oh, that's
he would have gotten that. He's a huge Seinfeld fan.
Okay. Yeah. See, he would have had it, but
he's
that's
gonna
okay.
Kill me.
He's going to kill you.
Your soulmate. I don't think your soulmate's allowed to kill you.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, that's part of the like
no, no.
The whole soulmate.
The pact.
What did we miss, LBF?
Okay, well, you know, you didn't really get anything wrong. You just passed on a lot. But
yeah.
Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa. Julia Child, known as the French chef, was actually born in the United States. Which part of the body are your metatarsals located? Your feet. The holiday. Oh wait, the holiday is celebrated with an aluminum pole airing grievances. You got that, Festivus?
Yes, you got that.
The Ferrari model that translates literally from Italian as redhead is Testarossa.
Mm.
And in what field do the Green Bay Packers play? Lambeau Field.
Lambeau.
I would have gotten that eventually.
Yes.
Yeah, you would have got it.
It's time. Like, you know, if you have a time to think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Really? That's what they say?
That's what they said, yeah. Oh. That's
if throwback. I watched football, I'd know
Chris
that.
Probably knows. Okay, fine. Hey, you know one thing, Kim? You don't leave empty-handed. We got a $50 Piattini gift card for you. You're saying, Bob, what's Piattini?
Awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you.
What's Piattini?
Thank you. Okay, so they create home meal kits for families and people to enjoy at restaurant-quality dinner they can make in their own kitchen. Check this out. The kits come with fresh homemade pasta, proteins, additional ingredients, meals, feed a family of 4. I think that's what you have, right?
Yeah, and then some.
Yeah, they're only $39. Each can be ordered online at Piattini.com. That's Piattini with 2 T's.
Nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you got a $50 gift card, so manja, Kim.
Take your soulmate.
Yeah. Well, no, it's coming to
her. We like to eat, so.
Nice. Kim, thanks for playing. We appreciate it. Okay, have a great day.
Thank you.
So
have
that's
a good day.
You too. That's how it goes. Sign up at WROR.com. Plus, you can play the home version of the game for practice.
Yes, it's multiple choice. And we didn't get to all 10 today, so there's a bonus question.
Ooh.
See
who's
get it.
Super smart now.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool. Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what do you have that's so cool?
Your phone. Excuse your phone me?
Yeah.
Is judging you.
Why?
While you drink.
Oh, okay. Judging.
Like a pen anyway.
Judgy phones.
And a new Girl Scout cookie.
A new Girl Scout cookie. Mm-hmm. All right. Is honey better than cough syrup?
Yes.
I'll tell you why it is. Why grandma was right.
Okay.
Maybe grandpa too. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you've been drinking too much, your spouse isn't the only one judging you, or your friends, or the couple in the booth next to you. Mm. Your smartphones are going to be able to tell if you've had too much to drink. Apparently, smartphones might be able to detect that because they could determine it by based on a person's walk or gait. The phones were correct 90% of the time. The phones were strapped to the subject's backs, so you'd have to put it in your back pocket. So more research needs to be done with people holding or having their phones in their pocket. But it's kind of like, you know, hey, I forgot the breathalyzer at home. What's my phone say?
And what would the phone say?
You're drunk. Go home.
Too many drinky poos?
Yeah. If it was Bob's phone, it'd be like, oh, too many drinky poos on the patio.
Oh, daddy-o, better go home now. Call me an Uber.
Oh, God.
All right. So was grandma right? If you have a cough or a cold, put down the cough medicine and go for the honey. New research shows it's more effective than medication. Oxford University in London town said patients should have honey instead of antibiotics. It's the nectar of the gods. It's filled with antimicrobial compounds. How's that for a word?
Yourself.
Yeah, I did. Ouch. Antimicrobial.
No.
That's why.
So it gets rid of
chemistry.
The microbes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because they're anti-microbes.
Yeah.
That's good. Anyway, bees put it there, those wonderful compounds.
Anti-ma.
I'm giving up. The study found it reduced the frequency of coughing by 36% in patients, and that those who take honey had their cough severity reduced by 44 percentage points.
It'll go away 100% if you chase it with some whiskey and
that's
some lemon.
Right. Is that a hot toddy?
Yeah.
And there you
water.
Go.
It really does work. No joke.
No, it does. It's proven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else is cool?
Okay. Girl Scouts have announced a new cookie flavor because we need one. Mm. Something to look forward to in 2021. It's called a toastier. It's a French toast inspired cookie. It's like a little blonde cookie with maple syrup frosting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'll be able to hork down a lot of those. Give me the sleeve.
Right? That's so dangerous.
Yeah,
so
I like the
dangerous.
Coconut cluster ones. That's my favorite.
Those are good.
Oh, and you know, I don't like my food to ever taste like toothpaste, but I will.
A thin mint.
I'll do a thin
mint.
I'm
with you on that.
You know?
A couple of thin mints.
Yeah.
My girls all eat minty ice cream.
Ugh.
And I'm like, why don't you just go brush your teeth?
I know.
It's not. No.
It's no fun.
Give me the coffee chip.
Thank you. And just, pass it along,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, pass it along. And Jimmy's. No sprinkles.
Chocolate Jimmy's are the best.
I mean, is there another choice?
Well, they're rainbow sprinkles.
Nah. Trying too hard. Great chocolate.
They don't taste like anything.
I agree. Look at us. 8:32. Here are the Doobie Brothers. 60 degrees in Boston. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. That's TP. Tom Petty.
Okay.
Not the TP you can't find.
Right.
Tom Petty. Free Fallin', it's 8:39. It's Bob and LBF this week. Brian on vacation. He returns Monday, but
it's a good day for you
week.
Today.
Beautiful day. 78, right?
Yep.
Down to 60 tonight. It's only 63, 4. Beautiful.
Yeah. What? It's a good day for a birthday.
It's a great day for a birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
My wifey. Carolyn's birthday. Oh, you don't like when I say wifey?
No.
Why not?
Because it sounds
Doesn't
ridiculous.
Dave ever go, hey, so my wifey, you say that in a nice way.
No way. Never.
Never?
He doesn't like to bring me up in front of his girlfriends.
Yeah, his girlfriend's like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
You have a wifey? No,
yeah, the cover's anyway. Blown.
Yeah, so my wife's birthday. I see you commented on our ROR Morning Show Facebook page of my birthday picture of Carolyn.
Yeah, so you got to go check that out.
You wrote, aw.
# soulmates.
How about that? Look at you. So romantical.
You. Yeah. What are you going to do romantical for her today?
You know what she wants to do today?
What's that?
I kid you negative. She wants to do a couple of brewskis at Lord Hobo in the Woo,
That's
her hometown.
Great. See, she's a normal,
Easy.
Nice person. Easy.
Easy. I said, honey, I don't know if they have food there. Fine.
That's fine.
Whatever.
Wow.
Jeez.
Low maintenance.
I like it. So happy birthday, honey. Love you. Best wifey ever.
Oh,
all right.
Let's get some drinky poos with the wifey. Yeah,
I hope so.
I'm sorry, Carolyn.
She finds it more charming,
Does
maybe,
she?
Than I'd like to think. I'm buying, so she has to. 057 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:53. It's Bob and LBF. Summer of nonstop music rolls on. Coming up at 9:15, 3 hours, commercial-free music. We don't stop it unless we're going to throw money at you.
No bathroom breaks?
No bathroom breaks. Julie Devereaux is just going to go.
Go.
No stopping. No
Nothing.
Snacks. No, we always have snacks. You got to pack the snacks.
Yeah, true.
All right, so that's at 9:15. But we will stop at 10 for a chance for you to unscramble our new song scramble. Which
it?
Is number 16. Yeah, I'm going to play it, but just it blew my mind that yesterday, 5 or 4 o'clock, Jason from Gloucester knew all 5 of yesterday's scramble. So we
first
got,
try?
First try.
No help?
Boom.
A student.
We had Nick play today. You want to hear Nick?
Yeah.
Here's Nick playing it today at 8 o'clock. All right, here we go.
From Quincy.
All right, Scott, you ready to play?
Scott, rather, sorry.
Scott from Quincy.
Yeah.
We're going to play the song scramble for you. You're going to hear it in your phone. Okay. So listen closely. Here it is. Okay, Scott from Quincy. Give me exact title. Song number one, please.
Geez, I have no idea.
Scott, are you saying, geez, I have no idea? Is that what you're saying, Scott? Geez,
yeah,
I have
no idea.
Okay, that is wrong.
That is wrong.
It is not the song.
That's not the title.
It's not Geez, I have no idea. There you go. So Scott from Quincy he called.
It went by too fast. That is the point.
That happens.
But that's okay.
That happens.
No shame. Just try again.
He can try again at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And so can you. So be listening for Julie Devereaux with our new song scramble. So you get that right, you get $1,000, and then you're going to have a shot at that $1 million playlist.
So exciting.
7 songs, you put them together, $1 million, okay? Starts at 10. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF. Brian on vacation, speak of it.
Yeah,
there
he's halfway done.
That's it. Belinda Carlisle turned 62 the other day.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding you. 62, looking good. LBF, please. Today, by the way, we forgot to mention, is National Potato Day.
It is.
Celebrate that with some fries. Are you still doing No Fry July / summer?
I haven't had. I didn't do it specifically, but ever since I did my No Fry July, I've kind of been off fries.
How do you feel about
it? Moved on to chips.
Yeah, moved on to chips. How do you feel about a baked potato?
I love a baked potato, but I really love a twice baked potato.
That's just, it's decadence.
It's just decadence. It's, like, wow, the time and effort.
It's almost last meal worthy.
Yes, it is.
Wouldn't it? It might be the starring potato.
Scalloped potatoes are very good, too.
Did you hear about this guy who sang a song about his baked potato, how much he loves it.
Oh.
This song is sweeping England.
Is it?
Here it is.
Baked potato changed my life. Baked potato showed me the way. What is wrong from right? You must listen to what potatoes say.
Wash your hands and stay indoors.
Thank you, baked potato.
Only visit grocery stores.
Thank you, baked potato.
And if you want to have a better day, you must listen to what the baked potatoes say.
Keep your distance, make some space.
Thank you, baked potato.
Remember not to touch your face.
Thank you, baked potato. And if you want to have a better day, listen to what the baked potato say.
There you have it, baked potato.
So it's like a social distancing message from a baked potato.
Yes.
An homage to the spud.
Wacky in England.
What a spud.
Right? There it is. National Potato Day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.